On the show today, we have Baylor Healthcare System Credit Union's very own Andy Reid talking about how they're working with Cornerstone Credit Union League to help staff, their staff, become certified financial counselors to better help their members in need. So check it out. Hey, tell me about the work that you guys did with Cornerstone Credit Union League to help your members as well. I found this really fascinating too. So can you give us a quick overview on what you guys did with the league?
Yeah, so big shout out to our league and our foundation. So I'm fortunate enough to be on the board of trustees for the foundation and for the Cornerstone Credit Union Foundation, which is the not-for-profit arm of the league, if you will. And their mission is to, have widespread financial education. They do a lot of grants for credit union learning, and then they do disaster recovery for credit union employees. And so they announced a pandemic response plan, and that was that they were going to put some new credit union financial counselors on the ground. And so they were going to offer the education program, which is normally at a cost, to any credit union that wanted to send anybody through. And then the second piece of that puzzle was they were allowing credit unions to get up to 50% off on online educational tools and packages with a certain group of companies for the first year. And then the third piece of their program was to set up financial counseling for employees of credit unions who may need that outside of their shops. Mm-hmm. So where they could go somewhere confidentially and their coworkers aren't going to know they're struggling, whether it's because of COVID or another reason. And so we signed up two folks. I was one of them, and we completed the certified credit union financial counselor program. And so when it came time for the board members to give their feedback, I said, you know, this is a pretty lengthy program. I can't remember how long it is now, Mike. I want to say it's like 6 months to a year to get through the program. And I said, can we do it faster? Could we do like a rushed program? And the foundation director, Courtney Moran, who's awesome, amazing, brilliant lady, she's like, you know, Andy, that's a lot. You know, there's, you know, 8 modules, and each module is got like 8 chapters in it. And that would be a lot to do it accelerated. Well, they decided to take it and run with it because my thought on it was we're going to need people on the ground to do financial counseling sooner than later because this is going to drag on, right? Mm-hmm. This is not going to go away. And we're only now starting to see some of the effects of people on the finances that people are experiencing. So they took it and ran with it and decided to do an accelerated program. Sometimes you should be careful what you ask for, Mike, because I did it and it was hard. It's not impossible to get through. It's just a lot. It's accelerated, not abbreviated.
Right.
So, but we finished that. And then I simultaneously, when I heard about the financial counseling piece, you know, I didn't want to make another assumption that my employees, just because they work at the credit union, don't need that. And so, you know, thinking about each of the different stakeholders, right, in the business, I thought, I'm going to ask, right? But who's going to tell their boss they need financial counseling, especially when you're a CEO of a credit union, right? So I sent out an anonymous survey, and I was very surprised at the results. And so staff said that they had been impacted. Now, nobody has had a cut in hours or a cut in pay at our credit union. I need every set of hands and feet I have here, and I could borrow some other ones if anybody has any idle employees I'd like to send. But our staff just stepped up. They answered it. I got 100% response to the survey. I asked a lot of different questions about service and then this specific question. And I was surprised at the number of employees who said that they had been impacted and the number of employees who said that they would go to counseling if it was offered through a third party confidential group. And so that's kind of where we focused on that.
Gotcha. And so, I mean, what have been the results of that so far? I mean, are you still in the midst of it or where are you guys in that process?
Yeah, that's still a work in progress, but the league put over 300 financial counselors on the ground. in this program. And then I actually believe it was a credit counseling service that the foundation wants to use. Mm-hmm. And so that I think is still to be worked out and made available. But 300 and some people that are now able to counsel people, I could call credit union down the street and say, listen, they're not going to tell me your business and go there.
Yeah.
Right. I can just let the employees know. And so that piece is still in process, but yeah.
But what an added value, or a value add, or whatever the terminology would be for your credit union. It's just one more reason to be that beacon on the hill, to be that resource for folks out there. Cause I mean, you guys can truly, truly help people in this area, yeah. You know? So,
well, and we wanted to be sure that when we helped, we were helping those in need. We were helping our credit union as a whole, our staff, our board. Right. And so we just kind of took a holistic approach. We looked mm-hmm. at it from every angle and said, how do we do that?
Yeah.
And so, you know, we just, this morning had a meeting and we talked about it and we said, okay, what have we done for the members? What have we done for the employees? What have we done for the board? What have we done for the credit union as a whole? And made sure that, you know, we're fulfilling on our promise and on our mission to each of those constituents.
And
so every stakeholder is getting served through this process.
Oh, so cool. So cool. So what are some lessons that you all have learned over the last few months doing some of this amazing work? Obviously, the word that keeps popping in my head is inspiring, but what lessons have you guys learned, and how are you going to take that and run with it, hopefully post-COVID, whenever that happens?
So I think that part of it is, with the economic crisis, that where we were able to personalize that experience and not make it embarrassing. So we were able to personalize it, but we were able to keep it very confidential and tight and easy to ask for the assistance if you needed it.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it had both it, where it needed to be impersonal, it was impersonal, and where it needed to be highly personal, it was highly personal. And so, you know, looking for that balance of confidentiality, privacy, ease of use, lack of embarrassment, right, in the mindset of the member mm-hmm. versus how do you have a workable process. And so it's kind of a great model and a great way to think about solutions to your business problems every day. It's nothing new to think of all of your stakeholders, right, in the decision-making process and how something impacts it. But when you design a solution, right, around a problem, and you keep that and you carry that through, then that's a lesson learned, right, that we can apply in other places.
Yeah.
The second lesson that we learned was that we can help the members without hurting the credit union. And so by not necessarily giving assistance to people who didn't need it, and because they didn't know it was there, right? They didn't ask. And so that helped us to keep our credit union financially strong.
Yeah.
And then the other lesson we really learned was one of our big strategies was to drive down our delinquency. And so we ran a little bit higher than peer. And, you know, staring down COVID, right, and all these loan skips and people laid off and unemployment, as a CEO, you're looking at the numbers going, I'm going to tank here. Like this strategy is dead in the water. And so we really wanted to know how could we continue to work towards that. And so we separated out those who were significant issues and dealt with those as individual cases, but have continued to drive down our overall delinquency ratio as well as the dollars, loan dollars outstanding. And so it's a kind of an impossible, but we did it. We didn't give loan extensions to people who were, you know, 120 days late on their car. We didn't, you know, interrupt people who were in workout programs by giving them extensions. There was an exception or two, but they weren't widespread. We genuinely drove it down by reaching out to people around the pandemic and leveraging that as a positive and saying, we can help you. Please let us help you. And tell us your situation. And they just spilled the beans.
Oh, right? So awesome.
So We're down. I think our highest, we're down about 62 basis points from our highest delinquency ratio. So I'm still not sure 100% that I could do that again. But, you know, driving down the delinquency ratio during a national crisis and a pandemic and all these loans, you know, that people are struggling to pay.
Take some courage. That's for sure. You guys did it. Hey, last question for you, because I know you got a lot of work on your plate there, but advice for other credit unions who may have similar aspirations or coming from similar experiences. What advice do you have for other credit unions out there that might help them out a little bit?
Just do what you do best, and that is work from the relationship with the member and, you know, cause no harm, right? And look for ways to help them, and look for ways to help them inside of ways that you're, you know, helping your staff and helping your credit union as a whole. That's what I would say to folks, is just sit down and think about, you know, how do we get the help to the people who need it without compromising the level of help or what we can do by muddying the pool, if you will, or muddying the fishing pond with folks that don't need it and are just going to ask for it and take it, right? So how do you personalize that? How do you not make it a big deal? How do you make it easy? How do you minimize the craziness that puts on your staff, right? Because, you know, it's easy to get overwhelmed with all that they're hearing and seeing. And then, you know, how does that play through all the way financially? And so look for whole solutions, look for holistic solutions and consider each stakeholder, each constituent in that process. And so our board's amazing. They've been super supportive. We got them on board very early on and told them what our plan was and what we wanted to do within the first probably 10 days of people starting to shut their lobbies and all of the things that were going on. My board chairman is a chief innovation officer of a healthcare company. So I think that she kind of expected us to do something like that. Yeah. And so we got amazing support from our board to push forward with that plan. We've updated them monthly. And so, you know, don't be afraid to tell your story to your board and what you are doing. Because I think our board is proud of what we did for our folks. And that's certainly being talked about inside the organization that we serve. And so just every constituent, think about all the stakeholders, not just the members who are paying late. You've got to think about all of it.
Well said, Andy. This is why I do this I love hearing stories like this and how organizations really come through for folks who are hurting out there. And then restores your faith in people, restores your faith in organizations out there. So it's just really cool to see this type of stuff happening out there. And you guys are right there in the mix. So it's inspiring is the word that keeps coming to my brain. So there you have it.
Thanks. Thanks. I'll share that with the team, the team who did all the work, and I'll tell them that we've inspired someone. Hopefully that'll make their day.
I think you inspired more than one person. I think you inspired a lot of people for sure. So including your whole staff and probably your entire membership and your board as well. So it comes full circle, it certainly sounds like. So good stuff for sure, Andy. So I appreciate you taking time out of your day to talk about this. Anything else you want to add? Any other final words of wisdom here?
Nope. Stay well, stay safe. I would tell you that 7 of our 11 folks have been impacted by COVID in some way or another, either had it or had a family member resident in the residence with him who had it. And so we went through all that as well this process. Wow. And so I think that gave us some compassion as well. Stay well, keep your teams well.
Mm-hmm. Well said, sir. All right, Andy, thank you so much. Appreciate the time. Congrats on all of this type of stuff. Again,
thanks.
A great example for others as well. So keep up the good work. And again, like you said, be healthy and be safe.
Yep. Thanks, Mike.
All right. You're welcome, sir.